Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Electronics Mart India Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Bajaj, CEO from Electronics Mart India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and a very warm welcome to everybody present on the call. Along with me, I have Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, Chief Financial Officer and Strategic Growth Advisors, our Investor Relations Advisors. We have uploaded our results and investor presentation for the quarter and six months on the stock exchange and company's website. Hope everyone had a chance to go through the same. To start with, the Indian consumer electronic market experienced notable growth and development in the first half of this year. In the dynamic landscape of consumer technology in India, the first half of 2023 has brought about a noteworthy shift. Even though there has been a minor 4% decrease in smartphone sales, their worth has risen by an impressive 12%. This implies that consumers are gravitating towards high-end devices. The Indian consumer market is undergoing a transformation driven by evolving consumer preferences and a growing appetite for innovative products. The growth highlights the resilience and adaptability of the Indian consumer market in the face of changing dynamics. The technical consumer goods market exhibited an 8% growth in value. Meanwhile, the consumer electronics sector saw a 13% surge in volume, demonstrating a strong market presence. Industry reports illustrate growth across diverse product categories, emphasizing the prospect within the Indian consumer market. While online shopping provides convenience, it's worth noting that a substantial portion of buyers conduct online research but ultimately make their purchases offline. This indicates a blending of the lines between online tradition and traditional offline stores, reflecting evolving consumer landscape. Currently, our company is associated with more than 100+ electronic brands with over 6,000+ SKUs and has a long-standing relationship of more than 15 years with a certain number of brands which operate in product categories such as large appliances, mobile phones, smart appliances, IT, and other categories. Coming to Q2 FY24, we have delivered strong growth of 7% revenue year-on-year and 14% year-on-year in H1 FY24. Our EBITDA for Q2 FY24 grew by 28%. For H1 FY24, it grew by 31%. Our EBITDA margins improved to 7.4% for Q2 FY24 and 7.5% for H1 FY24, even after opening of new stores across regions. In H1 FY24, we have opened a total of 14 stores, of which 13 are multi-brand outlets and one is an exclusive brand outlet. Currently, we have a total of 140 stores, 127 stores which are MBOs, and 13 stores which are EBOs. Out of 140 stores, 119 stores are leased, 11 are owned, and 11 are partly owned and partly leased. As on date, we are present in 52 cities across four states. Even after absence of festive period in the later part of Q2 FY24, we have managed to have a good store sales growth of 8%+ in H1 FY24 and 2%+ in Q2 FY24. Current quarter Q3 FY24 is filled with festivities and looking forward for busiest business time ahead. We believe that our local market knowledge, supply chain efficiencies, and effective inventory management has enabled us to attain higher cost competitiveness and consistent profitability. Our customized product assortment and comprehensive product portfolio enables us to achieve better visibility, brand recognition, deeper market penetration, and increased customer base. To reiterate, our focus lies on providing best consumer experience, better product availability, and rural connectivity, spreading the horizon of EMIL in all directions. With this, I request Mr. Premchand Devarakonda, our CFO, to update you on the financial performance. Thank you all.
Thank you, Karan sir. Good evening and warm welcome to all the participants. Now I would like to present the financial overview of our company. For the second quarter of financial year 2024, our total revenue stood at rupees 1,313.2 crores as against 1,227.7 crores, with a growth of 7% year-on-year. For H1 FY 2024, our revenues stood at 3,002.3 crores as against rupees 2,636.2 crores, with a growth of 14% year-on-year. EBITDA for Q2 FY 2024 stood at 96.6 crores as against 75.4 crores, which has a growth of 28% year-on-year. For H1 FY 2024, EBITDA stood at 266.6 crores as against 172.4 crores, a growth of 31% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for Q2 FY 2024 stood at 7.4%, and for H1 FY 2024, it stood at 7.5%. PAT for Q2 FY 2024 stood at 37.4 crores as against rupees 24.1 crore, with a growth of 55% year-on-year. For H1 FY 2024, PAT stood at rupees 97.6 crores as against 64.8 crores, with a growth of 51% year-on-year. Our annualized ROCE and ROE for H1 of FY 2024 stood at 22.1% and 15.2% respectively. The working capital days stood at 59 days. The gross debt to equity at the end of the quarter stood at 0.3x, and the net debt to equity was 0.2x. Further, our net debt to EBITDA stood at 0.68x. Our cash flows from operations for H1 of FY 2024 stood at 280 crores post-Ind AS effect, which was 28 crores in the previous year first half. If you see pre-Ind AS cash flows from the operations for H1 FY 2024, it stood at 225 crores as against negative cash flow in the same period last year. For H1 FY 2024, same-store growth rate stood at 8.4%. For H1 FY 2024, around 44% of our retail sales came from large appliances, 42% from mobiles, and 14% from small appliances and IT. Around 99% of our revenue came from retail segment. With this, I open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Manish Poddar from Invesco Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, hi, Karan. So, just two questions. One is, can you help me with the mix for this quarter versus the base quarter?
You said the product mix for this quarter?
Yes, yes. Product mix for this quarter versus the base quarter.
Okay. So the product mix of mobile phones was around 48%, large appliances was around 37%, and other categories like IT and small appliances all put together was around 15%.
What was the same number in the base quarter?
The base quarter, it would be, one second. It was around 40% for, one second.
49.
So, yeah. So the 49%,
Yeah. Base quarter, it was, for large appliances, it was 49%, and then 36% for mobile, and 15% for others.
for above.
So Manish, just to add on to your this thing, so last quarter, if there was a 150 crore Dasera Diwali sale that got started at 24th of September last year, na? So that that usually is a heavy quarter for the period is heavier for large appliances and that category, televisions, washing machine, air conditioners and all put together. So that is why you would see a mobile mix higher in Q2 this year versus last year.
But
so the festival period usually would be heavier on the appliances side.
So if I have to understand this gross margin bit, if I look at the gross margins YOY, you've got about a 130 bps expansion. And
yes, sir.
Mobile salience has improved by 12% and that is a lower margin business.
Correct.
What explains the improvement in gross margin?
Yeah, this year we got a lot of contribution, gross margin contribution from the sale of extended warranties.
Okay, so how much was that salience?
Extended warranty for the half year, in the first half year of the current year, it was 31.5 crores as against 18 crores in the last year. So where the gross margin rates are quite high. And second thing, we also earned...
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I think you were mentioning about the
Maniji, we lost you there. So, Maniji, it was a blend of improvement that we have done. So, firstly, as you know that definitely the mobile gross margins are the lowest. So, the growth was there. But the emphasis on other product categories where the margins were higher, plus the newer introduction of the brands together, like brands that we added like Panasonic, Higher, Blue Star across categories. Then we got a very small amount coming in from the growth of AC as a market growing up during that quarter also. So it was a blend of everything that has emphasized us to enhance the margins. So extended warranty, other accessory businesses all put together. So I think that is why you would see an improvement in the gross margin there.
So the bigger question is how one should look at this margins going ahead is what I'm trying to understand. Because I thought generally quarter two margins are lower than quarter one if I look at the trend of the last few years.
Yes, yes, very true. So historically, that is what has been happening. Usually, you would see a Q2 gross margin being lower than Q1 because Q1 is heavier on the higher margin products like ACs and air coolers and refrigerators. So, but now what has happened is that this is the extraction, this is the maximum extraction that you would see, you know, because new product categories got added, there were efficiencies across all categories, the margins have been improved. So all put together, this is, you know, a better number that was delivered during the quarter two result.
Okay, one more if I can. Just on this inventory part, if I look at the balance sheet, the inventory, I understand year-end inventory has ACs generally. And if
yeah.
I look at the absolute amount, 740 crores versus 773 crores the year-end. Despite, let's say, us opening more stores, there's a shift in Diwali. The lower stocking of inventory, what should one read from that?
So last year, as I told you, so 24th September was Navratri's first day. So usually we pick up our stocks by 10th or 12th of September. So last year, you would see a higher stocking coming in for the Dasera period, starting early last year. Na? So this year, we started by the last week again, but it was not as aggressive. It was majorly only for the phones because Apple got launched during the last week of September this year. So we picked up huge inventory on Apple. So that was one major this thing where the inventory went up. But for the larger appliances, it started as early as the first week of October.
Okay. So you're saying this number will get bumped up in this quarter?
And it is right now, if I currently tell you, it is bumped up a little more higher to what the festival period it would be. Na? So it will again come down post Diwali wala season. Because 12th November is Diwali, na, so we start stocking up by now.
Okay, got it. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kedia from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Sir, if I look at your revenue, you know, first, thank you for so you know, giving us North and South cluster revenue separately. Now, if I add both the revenues and take your net revenue reported number, the difference would be the other operating income, which is typically the commission income and the incentives which we get. I see there's a 20 crore decline in this number from 117, 18 crores to 98 crores. Now, what
correct,
is leading
correct.
To this decline, you know, in the quarter?
So, sir, what has happened now is, so these are incomes pertaining to the other incentives that we usually get from the brand. So what we started doing now is started emphasizing on the brands to give this discounting us for us in the invoice itself. So that is why you would see a lot of the invoicing going up in the invoicing itself rather than getting attributed to the other income category. So over a period of time in the future also, you might see a decline in that number is because the income that we would receive earlier in the previous quarters would be post invoicing. Now we are trying to get that in the bill itself so that we enjoy that margin upfront.
So if I, okay, let me put it the other way. If I add this incentive in the South business, because North is very small, and then if I look at X Delhi, then the growth is only 3% in the revenues, right? Partly could be due to the shift in festive. But what calls for only a 3% revenue growth ex of Delhi than the total revenue?
So that would number, that absolute number would be around 7% if I look at that number. If I look at the Delhi contribution, the Delhi contribution was very minuscule in terms of the number. So because it was around 55 crores, so I would see a hardly growth of 22 crores coming in from that region, whereas the total overall number growth was around 100 crore rupees in the absolute revenue sale, not the other income put together. I'm talking about the net product sale. So that was around 110 crore rupees, out of which Delhi contributed to around 25 odd crores. The rest of the regions like Andhra group for us, upcountry Telangana group for us, definitely the most mature stores for us are in the Hyderabad city. So that is where the least growth has come in, around 4%. But if I look at the overall number, the majority of growth has come in from Andhra upcountry stores and Telangana upcountry stores.
So initially what you said is now the brands are giving incentive in the bill itself. So we will not see that in the operating income. We'll see it in the product income only, right? Now if I assume this quarter also that 98 crores, I put that in the product income completely. And then if I look at X of Delhi, then we are only 2.5% growth. So that number comes to around 1260 crores.
That number would not come up there, sir. The number would come in the cost. I think Prem sir would explain that better to you. I'll give it over to CFO for now.
Hello.
Yes, Prem sir.
Yeah. See, I didn't get your question. Right, please, can you repeat this?
Say from your revenue, if I remove 55 crores of Delhi, I get a 1258 crore revenue. And in the base quarter, if I remove Delhi 26 crores, I get 1202 crores. That is a growth of only 2.5% ex of Delhi revenue growth. What accounts for, you know, such a low growth ex of Delhi market?
Okay. If I remove the Delhi from the revenue, right, sir. I'll give the bifurcation. I'm talking about the retail sale. We'll talk about revenue.
I'm talking of total revenue, sir. I'm not talking of retail sales, sir. Because the difference in the incentive is very difficult for us to calculate, right? And most of the incentive, because Delhi is a very small percentage, I'm assuming that all the incentive is coming for South. And if there itself we are not seeing growth, we are seeing decline, then the absolute revenue growth is, you know, only 2.5% for us.
Yes, sir. Sir, sorry, just noting down those numbers. Give us a second for that, please.
Sure.
Can we go to another question? Can we come back to you later, little?
No worries. I'll appreciate that. So, second question on other expenses. Other expenses are broadly flat from 72 crores or to 73 crores. What is happening in the Delhi market? While on the EBITDA front, you know, we have turned around Delhi. But in the base quarter, how much was the expense, and now how should we look at this turnaround or margin expansion in the Delhi market? If you can highlight, that will help us in the conclusion.
Sure, sir. I will give you a little breakdown on the major expense that we note down, where there was a decrease or increase. So firstly, advertising and promotion, because coming back to the same festive period last year, you know, we started spending money on our outdoors, print, radio and all. So there was a decline in, definitely a decline in the Q2 versus Q2 revenue spend on the advertising, which is significantly gone down. And in sales promotion and directly proportionate, which are the costs that we bear with NBFCs, which are directly proportionate to the increase in sale or decrease in sale. So that was one major thing. The power and fuel has gone up by little a smaller number. And apart from that, the other expenses that we bear has all the other expenditures like, you know, maintenance and all, which would include housekeeping staff, security, which are directly proportional to the stores which we launched during that period, which were not operational or operation. We still had to put in security and little manpower. So these stores directly, the cost for the maintenance and those things have gone up because of housekeeping, security and little manpower that we deployed for those stores. So that was a major thing. But the major savings came in during the that quarter in the advertising front, in the marketing and advertising front, which we saved around approximately around 5 crores, which would then come in probably increase in this quarter because festival period started this quarter from 15th October.
Sure. And sir, my last question is on the CapEx front and store opening front. How are we looking at, you know, next 6 months? Our store opening and what will be the capex, remaining capex, because we have done around 57 crores of capex in the first half.
Correct.
For the remaining period, are we buying any more land and how many stores are we looking to open? If you can just separate MBO and EBO.
Yes. So, sir, the total IPO expense, the total IPO that we had raised initially last year, out of which 81.6 crores is left with us in the capex head for us to spend, out of which we will be spending around 30-odd crores by this financial end, year end. And so that is the plan because we already have stores that are in pipeline, around 15 stores that are in pipeline yet to open up in the next 2 quarters that we are operating in. Apart from that, there is nothing major, no major land acquisition or building acquisition left, apart from the one large part of the property that we were yet to pick up, which we had given in advance last year, that we procured and finished the registration last month for it. Apart from that, everything is, you know, organic where it is on the lease model. So that is the plan, sir. So we'll be opening around 15-odd stores in the coming time, sir, in the next couple of quarters, this quarter and the next quarter, sir.
So we have already opened 14 stores. You are saying another 15 stores will open. So we will end the year at around 29 stores addition. 57 crore capex we have done, another 30-odd crores. So around total 90 crore capex for the full year is what we are guiding.
Thank you, sir.
Cool, sir. Thank you so much, sir. I'll wait for the clarification on the revenue.
Yes, Ankit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Disha Kansara from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Sir, somebody asked you regarding the improvement in gross margins where you mentioned the numbers of warranty. So, if you don't mind, could you please repeat that for me?
So, ma'am, last year, the same quarter, the base quarter, it was around 18 crores, which has grown up to 32 crores approximately, ma'am.
For the quarter?
Sorry, for the H1, ma'am. So the quarter,
For the quarter, for the base quarter, it was 4.6 crores. Whereas the current quarter, it is 18 crores.
Okay. Got it, sir. And so my second question is regarding growth. So our SSSG in this quarter was close to 2%. So, sir, are we facing any kind of growth challenges as such? And if yes, then... So which factors were responsible for this drop in SSSG?
Right. Ma'am, if I look at this SSG, this is predominantly for the stores which were operational during the last quarter as well in the last year. So if I look at the overall number, it would be a little higher, but this pertains to the same quarter where we were operating without the festival period. So the festival period actually starts off a major growth for us. And then the dull period, which is Ashadam and Shraddh, so they actually came in the September month, whereas last year we finished that, started Navratri on 24th, So the festival gap majorly makes a major difference. This is 177 crores was the absolute number that we did in the 10-day business during the first year of Dasera, first 10 days of Navratri during last year, which we didn't because of the Navratri being on 15th of October, and before that there was Shraad in the northern region and the southern region where there is Ashadam in the similar way like Shraad is in north. So those things definitely would impact, and then overall, the sentiment during that period is a little lower. So people usually wait for the good days to start, the festival period to start, because there are a lot more offers starting off during the festival period. So customers usually wait for the Dasera Diwali period, especially in South. Dasera is a bigger festival, especially in Andhra. So that is why you would see that difference in quarter to quarter. But historically, if I look at October, November, December, where all the festivals, both the big festivals are in the same quarter, you would see a similar number and growth. So the SSG for us, we would look at the absolute value of the volume on the store across categories. We saw a good trajectory coming, especially for mobile phones and ACs. So that has been on a good higher growth side. So ACs are still growing by almost 28-30%. Same thing with mobile phones. So that is a good sign. Whereas right now being World Cup, so you would see a good growth coming in televisions as well. So televisions were a little slower last quarter, whereas this quarter the television sales also have grown up, especially for high-end screens, contributing to the World Cup sales.
Okay, so can we expect this number to normalize in Q3?
Normalize in terms of the split, the product split?
No, the sales
growth,
SSG. Yeah,
SSG definitely, you would definitely see an improvement because the overall number would grow, so you would definitely see that growth coming from the existing stores also and from the stores that which were operational in a year older.
Okay. And so this time you have given the margin breakup for our Delhi stores and our stores in South. So currently the EBITDA in Delhi NCR is close to 0.4%. So sir, I just wanted to understand the roadmap or your thought process regarding these Delhi NCR stores. So how are we planning to improve our economies of scale in Delhi stores?
Right. So ma'am, Delhi as a market has been quite exciting for us personally to make sure that, we deliver our numbers in that region. There was a lot of learning initially, a lot of tweaking that we had to do because the southern market that we were operating or the brands that we were operating with were had to change a little bit. So product mix got a little change there. But the productivity that we are doing every day gives us the, optimistic lookout for the future that Delhi is definitely going to deliver us a bigger number in the future. So in the pipeline, as we talk, we've got 13 multi-brand outlets and one exclusive brand outlet. Another 7 to 10 stores is what we have in the pipeline. We'll be opening one store right before Diwali. So the new store that we're opening are majorly in the larger areas, which are more prominent or the top 10 locations for Delhi as a consumer durable market, which are Janakpuri, Pitampura, Rohini, Lajpat Nagar, Sector 29 in Gurgaon. So these are the prominent markets where our stores also will be visible. So eventually, they are just a year old. So we know that the track we are on with the growth that we're delivering for Delhi in the future, overall put together, we will see a higher growth coming in. And I think this number that we've delivered now, plus, and this was through the bad summer season there, because the summer was really bad in north, so we could not deliver the AC and cooler sales that we were expecting in the Q1, which are going to help us grow better. But Diwali is on track, so I'm pretty sure that at least last summer didn't go well, but this summer is going to do well. So we are on track, and once the new store open up, we're quite confident that this numbers would definitely improve.
Okay, sir. And sir, just one last question. Can you give us the advertisement expense number for South and for Delhi?
So Delhi, ma'am, the total number that we have spent on advertising for Q2 was 9.3 crore rupees, out of which Delhi we've spent around 1.1 crores, ma'am. So around 9.3 crores, out of which 2 crores, approximately 1.1 crore is spent in Delhi. The rest of 8 crores is approximately spent in the existing market in AP and Telangana.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and want to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Dolly Chaudhary from Nivesha Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So, thank you for the opportunity. I had a few questions. So, just someone asked regarding land. So, we are currently holding 236 crore worth of land. So, I wanted to know if they're planning to buy any more stores. So, how can we see this figure going further?
So, ma'am, so nothing major that we have in pipeline, nor we have discussed anything. So, the one pending building that we had, for which we had already paid in advance, was in Delhi, Lajpat Nagar, which we just bought out recently. Apart from this, nothing that we signed for now, nor we have looked at property that we will be buying at least in the next, this financial year at least. Nothing major acquisition, ma'am, to buy land or building.
Okay. And sir, I also wanted to know regarding our employee cost, like as a percentage of revenue, it's quite low comparatively to from our peer. So can you please throw some light on this?
So ma'am, there are two things in this. So ma'am, majorly how we operate on the store level is that we don't have our sales guys on the floor. It is only the managers and the cashiers and the back-end staff, whereas the major sales team comes in from the respective brands. Ma'am, that is why you would see a major differentiation between us and the top four, five players, where they have their own manpower. So that's why our manpower cost is a little lower, number one. Number two, ma'am, the second cost that you need to attribute is towards the security and housekeeping, which comes under a different head. So ma'am, that is all outsourced, right? So for that reason, they don't come under our direct employee cost, but when we calculate internally, we look at that as an employee cost as well. So, but the absolute number would be a little higher then.
Okay. And regarding like revenue guidance for Delhi region, so like the margins have been like quite low from there. So if we see the contribution and revenue increasing from Delhi region, so will it take a hit on like EBITDA margins going further? Like it, because the margins have been quite intact, but as in when the Delhi contribution increases, the margins can decrease. So like how can we see that when?
There would not be an absolute decline on the gross margins or the EBITDA margins per se. But what will happen is once the productivity goes to an optimal level that we have decided for, you will see an enhancement and a growth coming in. Instead, right now what has happened in the last few quarters of the last financial year, we were actually bleeding or burning money there, right? So because we just started operations, we started spending money on rental, manpower, electricity, other expenses without booking any revenue. So those things now are so in terms of the break even will be sooner. We've spent across around 30 crores last year to operate in that region, which will come down, and that money also would be saved, so that will add up to our profits as well eventually. So the margin will definitely get improved because the gross margins in both the regions remain the same. So once the productivity goes up, once we open up the newer stores, once we are more visible and the throughput increases per store, we'll come back to a normalcy levels. We'll initially, because this year our contribution from Delhi would hardly be around 300 crores, so that kind of a number will not impact the overall plan that we have for this year.
Okay, and I wanted to know the company's approach regarding the Telangana region, specifically for Hyderabad. So we have around 50 stores there. So like, is the Hyderabad and we have majority of market share, but is the market so significant because no market cannibalization happening there? I wanted to know company's take on that, if they're planning to open any new stores in Hyderabad also.
So definitely any region that we operate in, let it be Guntur, Vijayawada or Hyderabad, the existing markets, wherever we see an opportunity, if the organic growth is there and the markets are growing, where the residential areas or the markets grow beyond where our stores are not available, we would definitely look into this market, and we're always open to expand in the existing markets as well.
So like we have any expansion opportunity or planning in Hyderabad region currently?
Nothing right now. Probably post Diwali now, though you've reminded me that, I need to look at Hyderabad market as well. Definitely after Diwali, we'll look into that, ma'am. But nothing as of now in Hyderabad.
So like we have 50 stores there. So like is the market such like big in Hyderabad and no market cannibalization?
So if I give you a direct comparison, there are few markets where say Vijay Sales, Reliance or Croma are available, where we don't have a store because we think the markets are quite small there in Hyderabad, which are the peripheries of Hyderabad city. So once we know that these markets are mature or developed, then definitely we would like to open a store there, ma'am.
Okay, and so just one last question. In our current assets, we hold a significant portion for balances with government authorities. So can you please, what is that about?
Yes, ma'am. So ma'am, that is that pertains to GST majorly, ma'am.
Which one?
So the balance with government authorities, sir.
Sir, that is, ma'am, that is nothing but input credit, which we have to avail.
Input credit. Okay, sir. Thank you. That will be all.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Lakshmi Narayanan from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So what is your sales mix between OE product sales?
You're not audible. Can you repeat? So you're not audible. Can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah. I want to know what is the sales mix between OE sales, that is original equipment sales, and non-original equipment sales, which includes warranty, installation, TV stands, and all the other things, right? Paraphernalia which comes around. What is that mix?
So, sir, if I give you a broader number out of the 1,313 crore that we have done, that number would be around 4.5%, sir. For the other categories like fans, insurance, accessories and other categories all put together in terms of revenue.
Installation, services, all those things.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how does it grow? Like having as a promotion in the last 5 years, has it grown higher or it's been stagnant?
So, sir, definitely they've grown higher because this category were not dealt with us earlier. So, the categories like fine, built-in appliances, kitchen appliances, they are growing. But if you look at extended warranty, accessory business, the new category business that we have added in the last 14, 18 months, they definitely are churning around and growing. But they would be at a similar level. They will not grow over more than 1% of the total revenue or 2% of the total contribution to the top line, sir.
Got it. And what is the sales mix between cash and non-cash? And when I say cash, people actually paying on cash and people who are paying through cards and UPI and, and other things.
So that trend the last 7-8 quarters have remained the same only. There's not much of a change there. So it all remains the same only. So credit card, NBFC for us is quite prevalent. So credit card, yeah. So that is remained there. Only cash anyway is very insignificant in the southern regions.
So what proportion cash sales will be?
The cash would be less than 10%, sir.
Got it. And how much would be EMI plus finance sales in this?
Around 65% plus, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is on the line of Divya Shah from Richard Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Bajaj. Sir, I have one strategic question regarding our brands. Sir, ground level in Andhra and Telangana, we are famous as a Bajaj Electronics, as a retail stores. But whereas company is concerned, we are listed as a Electronics Mart. So don't you feel that in the long run, there is a clashes of brands between Bajaj Electronics and Electronics Mart? So I want your thought process to why not consolidate one brand to get the benefit in next 4-5 years.
Right, sir. So definitely, sir, we would look into that. So we had a different strategy for it. So once we are clear and confident that that strategy works for us, because for a longer term, right now we are just a year old, but for long-term perspective, we had a different ideology for doing that different brand in that region. So in the future, if we feel that we need to, change the name or, have a single name across the country, then definitely we would do that. But right now it was working for us and it is in line with what idea we had under that brand that we wanted to grow, sir.
But sir, majority we are known as in Hyderabad, in Telangana, as a Bajaj Electronics. So it is simpler.
Sir, our advertising or other everything is localized. So we don't feel that, the recognition of brand Bajaj or the recognition of brand Electronics Mart in Hyderabad or vice versa would impact us in terms of recognizing a brand. Because we had a different, it's all localized that we're doing. So the customer base is very different. If it had been in the Andhra Telangana market, which are two similar states, then probably we would have had an entrance in telling customers that it's the same brand. But when operating two different geographies altogether, we don't consider the customer base to be similar, sir. But long-term perspective, as you said correctly, we would look at, incorporating or not merging it in a way where customers know at least that it's the same entity.
Okay, sir. And sir, my next question is, what is our general lease rent per square foot? Generalize.
General rent per square foot. Sir, if I look at tier 2, tier 3 cities.
Yeah. Hello?
So it is differentiated between three clusters that we majorly operate.
Yeah.
One is upcountry market in AP and Telangana, one is Delhi NCR, and one is Hyderabad region. So the Hyderabad region, we pay out around 75-80 rupees on an average, whereas the tier 2, tier 3 cities in AP and Telangana comes out around 40-45 rupees, and Delhi NCR comes around 120-130 rupees, sir.
Okay. And sir, who is our nearest competitor in Delhi?
Sir, our nearest competitor in Delhi, sir, Delhi is a market of two things. Firstly, Vijay Sales, Reliance and Croma are the largest people there in terms of organized players. But Delhi again is one of the largest markets in the country for distribution mom and pop stores. So around 65% of the market share in Delhi, NCR, across Delhi NCR, including the smaller satellites around it, are still run by the mom and pop and distribution channel. So they are equally quite strong in that region, sir. Whereas West and South are more organized and more developed with larger players.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Kedia from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
So if we hear the commentary of other discretionary companies, we are seeing some pressure in demand. So are you seeing any differential demand for the month of October or early November in terms of, say, Hyderabad, upcountry, Andhra or Delhi market? Any difference in demand are you witnessing?
So, Ankitji, yes, definitely, yes. I mean, that is what I also found out, that the market was a little slower in few of the clusters. But this is a part and parcel of the business. But the trajectory that we are on, the target that we had taken for this season, we are on track for that, sir. So I don't need to, we don't need to worry on that thing. But definitely, yes, a few of the other regions that we were looking into didn't perform the way they were supposed to perform this festival period. So, like what they were doing in the previous festival period in last year and the year before that.
And which regions would that be, sir, which are not performing well and which are doing better than your expectations?
So for me, the base in Delhi itself is so small that I can't comment, whether it is performing good or not. But for me, I'm getting good growth in Delhi anyways. So that is a new market for us. We are growing, expanding. So, I would not directly look into the market over there in terms of whether that is performing or not. But East is a little slower this time. The Kerala belt is a little slower. But apart from that, all major regions are doing well, sir.
And so if I look at the margins in the South, Andhra, a lot of your stores are new stores in, Andhra, less than 2 years. So if I have to remove Hyderabad as a city, and then if I have to see the actual growth in the Hyderabad, how would the margins be, X of Hyderabad for you in the South market? Because those are still growing and not mature stores out there.
So, sir, if you look at the AP and the Telangana upcountry split, one advantage that today we hold there is that the product mix for mobile phones is a little lower than Hyderabad city. So, automatically, the larger appliance or larger product category would have a higher gross margin. So, the blended margin there would be a little higher, 0.2 basis higher than the Hyderabad city margin because of the product mix.
But if I take your top 10 stores in Hyderabad, they would be doing 1,000 crore plus revenue. And, those would be more ownership stores. Rental would be pretty much not there in those stores.
I was looking at the broader number, but if you actually break down store-wise, then definitely, yes, Hyderabad, the EBITDA, store-level EBITDA for these stores will be higher because their own stores and the productivity per square foot is the highest there. So the cost of expense in terms of manpower, electricity, everything would be in few point percentages. But if I look at the actual number for Andhra and Telangana stores directly compared to it, then we would look at a regular store EBITDA margin of 7.5-8% kind of a number, sir.
So, should I assume, right, that as these stores mature in Andhra, the margin expansion can happen, or do you think they have reached their peak margins at around 25-30 crore revenue mark, which they are currently at?
So definitely, yes. So once we emphasize on the productivity per store, that will definitely help us increase our EBITDA at store level. But again, the tier 2, tier 3 market have their limitations on how much we can extract out of a certain market because the market clusters are very small there and non-premium clusters.
Sure. And sir, any update on the revenue question of mine, which we discussed previously?
Yes, sir. Framestore is ready. Framestore is ready, sir.
Yeah. So last year, we earned about 7... during the second quarter, we earned about 7.5% incentive income. So it's 7.5% on the retail sale.
So this quarter we earned only 4.9% on the retail sales. So had we earned the same rate of return during the current quarter, and without considering Delhi revenues, the growth in our revenues would have been 7.9%.
Sure. So this drop in incentive, is it because of festive delay? Is it because of market share loss? Or the brands have reduced incentive, and can we get back this incentive in quarter three? So can we see a disproportionate growth in incentive in quarter three?
No. What happened this time? See, we have two types of incentive. One is on purchase, that we call it as selling. The other one is sellout commission, a sellout incentive, which is calculated on the sales targets achieved by us. So what happened this time? Most of the sellouts, we ask the brands to give it on the invoice itself without waiting till the product is sold. Thereby, we will save the cash outflow. So that is a shift from sellout, which is a separate line item in the P&L. So from sellout, it moved to COGS, because whatever incentive we earn on purchases will be reduced from the cost of goods sold. So this is a movement from one line to other line. So that is the reason why if you look at the top line, total revenue growth, it shows little lesser growth.
Sir, I didn't understand, but I'll take it offline with you after the call, sir, to understand in more detail, sir.
Sure, Ankit. Sure. Thank you, Ankit. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Arora from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hi,
yes, sir, Gauravji.
Sir, my question is on competitive.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Gaurav. We are unable to hear you clearly. Can you come a little more closer to the mic?
Hello, can you hear me?
Much better, sir.
Yes, sir, better now.
Okay. So my question is on competitive intensity in the large appliances segment. So the demand seems to be pretty weak over there right now. So two questions regarding that. If I look at Q1 versus Q2 and so far in Q3, have you seen competitive intensity getting more intense or a let up in the same? And in case how does that impact your margins? I mean, does higher competitive intensity within brands, does it benefit you, and to what extent does it do so?
Right. So Gaurav ji, very true. If I look at the H1 of this year, the demand for the cooling products went a little down, but AC kept on growing. AC was still growing and still growing. So, AC is still up by 30% if I look at it. Refrigerator went a little down. Washing machine was a little sluggish last quarter. Television was a little sluggish, but again, I see a growth coming in during the World Cup and the festival period this year for the large appliance category, especially for television and high-end above 65 inches, OLED, and 75 inches, that category. So, if I look at the overall blended margin, the decrease in 5 or 6% kind of a number or growth of 5% in few of the categories, plus or minus, has not impacted the overall margin level per se, because most of the larger appliance category would remain in the similar gross margin levels. But if I see a drastic product mix change, then definitely yes, we would look at half a percentage change in margins here and there. But the demand, as you said very correctly, was a little sluggish last quarter, and then the festive period starting this year would be on 15th of October with the first Navaratri starting in the Q3. So now we are seeing the trends coming in, but as somebody else earlier on the call was already discussing, the market sentiment in few of the regions was a little slower. Like Onam didn't do that well in Kerala. Kerala is a little slower this year again. East market didn't perform the way it performed during the last Durga Puja or the summer this year. The Q1 was quite good for the East market this year, whereas North, South and West was struggling for summer this year. So a lot of external factors actually affect the product mix, and especially the cooling product categories. But festival period overall here in North and South looks good, and we are hoping that we sail through this with good numbers.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for joining into the call. I hope that we were able to answer all your questions. And for any other further queries, you may get in touch with us or our SGA, our Investor Relationship Advisors. We will be happy to address all your queries, and we wish you all a very happy Diwali and a very happy festival season in advance. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Electronic Smart India Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.